So welcome back to another Folk It List podcast with me, Nick Bramley. We call this the antidote to uninspiring goal setters. So if you're a motivational speaker or someone who's clicking through on social media to get likes and loves, it's probably not the podcast for you. Today, I've got Marianne Smith with me, who's a longtime friend and a previous guest on other podcasts that I run. And as with every Folk It List podcast, she's going to share with us three things that she has no intention of doing or aspiring to be before she shuffles off this mortal coil, and one that she does, so which is her bucket list. I'll share one each of them and we'll just discuss them and see where we go to. She's got three very interesting ones. The first one's really fascinating on the basis that I can totally understand how she gets asked about this all the time. So without further ado, let's go and welcome Marianne. Marianne, welcome to the Folk It List podcast.
Thank you for having me, Nick. I'm really looking forward to this. I have got three very interesting ones to share. So yeah, let's crack on.
Let's crack on. Your first one, I think, is to do with the fact that it's more about your other half than it is about you, isn't it, really?
Yeah, absolutely. So my first one is, and it might sound random to some people who don't play this game, but my first one is I will never, ever take up golf. And the reason for this is because I think it stems from when Craig, who is a massive golfer, he's played since he was 14, used to leave me with three kids under four. So when he used to come in, I was kind of high as a kite, and he used to say it's because I've had a game of golf, isn't it? And it was absolutely 110% because he played golf and left me with the three kids all day. So that's my kind of big thing. But worse than that, every time I go to the golf club, and it's a do, which, you know, bearing in mind, it took about 2 years to get me there, all the women come up to me and say, are you going to start playing golf? When are you going to get into golf? And I can't think of anything worse, honestly. So I get the daggers when I go in, because Craig like looks at me as if to say, be nice. Because when they ask me that question, my back goes up and I'm like, no. And then they think I'm weird.
So the reality of it is, it's the association of trauma, I guess, yeah, in terms of the three kids under five, yeah, while he goes off and plays golf and improves his handicap. I'll be honest with you, very supportive approach to letting him do that. And I say letting him do that in a very unconstructed sort of male 1970s way. But, you know, for him to go out and do that without you kicking off too much is impressive. Secondly, though, is, like you say, on what day after 20 odd years of being together,
yeah,
the day going to be where you go, oh, funny enough, I'm glad you asked, I'll play tomorrow. You're never going to play, are you?
I'm never going to play. And I think it would be Craig's worst nightmare if he walked into his golf club and I'm stood at his bar with a pair of purple tweeds on. I mean, I think he would literally walk out or join another club. So I think he doesn't want me to play. It's the women who can't understand why I wouldn't take a Tuesday off work to go up there and play golf. And I think if I ever did, I would literally get the ball, put it in the hole and go at the end. That's it, I'm done. So no, I will never ever take up golf. And I'd never take up a sport later in life, because I'm quite happy doing what I'm doing. And you know, good luck to everyone that's doing it, but no, it's not for me.
The thing with golf is it's not easy, it's not quick, it's a full afternoon and a bit more, and there's always a 19th hole, and there's a bar, and it's very social, and it takes a long time. And to be honest, you know, it's one of those that messes with your head. So is he a bit of a golf ball as well when he comes over and analyses his round and tells you?
No, he knows better than that, because I would literally walk out the room. And also, I think the bar bit is fine. Leave me in the bar. You go and do what you need to do, come back, I'll be on my third glass of wine, and that's all good.
Excellent.
I don't need to play, have a good time up there. And yeah, so that's my thing about golf. It's not that he wants me to play, like I said, it's just the other women who are all about 85. So yeah, it's not going to happen.
Okay, you don't think you'd fit in demographically then?
No, I don't think I will. And also, it's a very slow game. And I'm not a slow person, you know, like I like to go out for a run, get it done and come back. That's it. So that would drive me insane. Just waiting for people, I think I would get quite anxious or maybe angry. Yeah.
So we're not going to see you anytime soon on the professional circuit. We'll move on from that then, Marianne. The second one's a bit of a lockdown legacy thing.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a bit of an irony in the fact that we are using this platform now to record this particular episode. But what is it about Zoom that you have got a big issue with that you're definitely not going to do?
Well, it's kind of Zoom and LinkedIn. I think, like you say, in lockdown, that's all we had. And it brought us together. And there was lots of screen grabs of people like waving on Zoom, and you'd have different squares. And that was fine because it worked. But now No, you don't need to take a photograph of six people on a Zoom who've been networking, and then all the comments are just from those six people who's been on that Zoom. You know, it was great meeting and great to see you and all that. I think it's had its day, so let's move on from that. Go and meet them and have a cup of coffee, pick up the phone, you know, or even have your Zoom, but you don't need to put a photograph on there. I think you just need to move on.
So is it the photograph? Is it the fact that it's the six people are the only people who care about the photograph and the only ones who are commenting? Or is it the Zoom platform itself? What is it about
I
this?
think it's the people who are commenting. I think it doesn't add anything to my life. So I don't know what I'm going to get from it because, you know, there might be people who I know as good associates on there. And I don't want to be the one that's saying, oh my God, look at you on Zoom, because I don't get it. And not now when we've moved on.
I'll be honest with you, in the early days when people were saying, look, we found a way of communicating, we found a way of running our network, we've got 20 people on a little pic, thumbnail picture, and it was, I wouldn't say the word, it's probably the wrong word to say, it was cute, but it was something to say, hey, at least you've met found a way.
We've got out the house, and you know, when Zoom came up, we were all like, oh, I can share the screen, I can unmute myself, I can mute other people, and it was all really exciting. You know, me with our family, we were doing quiz nights and all sorts, and you know, it had its day, it had its day now, and I think, enough's enough.
So we'll never see a picture that you've taken,
No.
and you would never be want to be on that picture that someone's taken of you either.
No, because when they take the photograph, you're mid-sentence, so you always look like an idiot. You know, your mouth's open, or your head's like this, or you're not staring. And then you think, oh my God, look, please, God, who's put that photograph on there? And I'll never comment on it either, so don't tag me in. So I'll, no, not doing it.
Could be worse. Some of those early Zoom meetings that people didn't know what the protocol was when the cameras were on. We've all seen those sort of clips on. They're almost like a you've been framed X-rated version, aren't they? Where people are, I think the phrase pleasuring themselves or maybe not wearing the right clothes or any clothes or stuff going on in the background. It's quite fun at the time, but again, that's been
But
put together.
I've done things like I've been on a group call and I've gone to mute myself because the kids are kicking off upstairs. I've gone to mute, but I've asked somebody else to like mute. So I've kind of, they can hear me, and I've asked somebody else to mute themselves because I've been the one kind of in charge of that Zoom. So I think I'd rather go and meet someone in Leeds now and see face-to-face people.
Excellent. You're done with virtual meetings and virtual networking. Okay.
Done.
And you're done with the picture. Right, we'll move on from that. Okay. The third one's also photographic, which is weird. So hear me out before you
More if
dive
I
in.
ramble.
Just hear me out, because this is the, I sense, I definitely sense we're going to get some reaction to this. Okay. So it's about photographs, it's about social, it's about people being out and about. What is it you're never, ever going to be the person who does? What is it that drives you mad and that you're never going to do, Marianne?
Oh man, it's those people who put photographs of the tea on Facebook. So they get on holiday and that's the first thing they do. You know, they're off to Benidorm and they put a photograph of the shepherd's pie on Facebook. And it's like, why are you doing that? So if you went away, Nick, and you put a picture of your cocktail or a picture of your beer, on Facebook or on LinkedIn, I would be like, why? Why are you doing that?
Glad you finished the first word. Anyway, I was slightly worried there. But so if I put a picture of my cocktail and me what? Sorry, my beer. Yeah,
Your
I can't.
beer.
I was distracted by where you were going with that. Yeah, everyone knows what a beer looks like. Everyone knows. And why are you eating shepherd's pie in Benidorm anyway, by the way? But it's also worse than that, isn't it? Because then what they're doing then is they're saying, look at us, we're out and about. Aren't we important? Aren't we? Look, we're eating out. Look at us, we're drinking exotic drinks like sangria or whatever. And the question I've got for you is, why do you think people do it?
I think, like, don't get me wrong. I went to Mallorca a couple of months ago, and I was with the girls, and you know, I was up by the pool, and I took a photograph of me of the pool, but I just put it in the family chat.
Yeah.
But I think the reason why people put it on, say something like Facebook, is because they're telling everyone they're in a restaurant, they're out and about, we're just sat at home doing nothing. And I think it's like, like you just said, it's like, look at me in a restaurant. But even some of the girls I was away with, you know, they'd sit direct and then they just get the phones out and they take a photograph. And I'm like, why are you doing that? What value does that give to people?
Are we talking about, I mean, if you go to a Michelin star restaurant, someone's presented something
Yeah.
phenomenally well that you think, God, I've never seen sort of fish presented in that way or a steak, whatever. In some respect, as an artistic piece, you can probably agree that that might be worthy,
Yeah,
but
cool.
shepherd's pie and a fish and chips and, you know, you sat in the local Wetherspoons. We all sort of
Yeah.
know, we all know what sticky carpet fish and chips taste like, don't we really?
Yeah, you're on the strip in Magaluf, and there's a London bar, and you head for the London bar, and you've got your steak pie or your ice cream,
Yeah.
and they put it on there. I don't think it's ever going to stop. I think people are going to do it. I think personally, it's something that I would never do. So
Okay.
you can shoot me if you ever see me do that.
Okay. Well, there was a famous quote by Steve Redgrave when he won his fourth gold medal at the Olympics. If you ever see me in a boat, you've got the permission to shoot me. So if we, I'm going to keep an eye on your social media feeds now, Marianne.
Yeah,
If I
don't
see
speak to me ever again.
a cocktail, a beer, anything, then you know I'll be bringing the 12 ball around to Geisler.
And
So.
also, I would never comment. You know, again, just if you think I'm being rude, I would never say, Nick, that's a pint of beer. I'd never do that. So don't expect me to like your post if you do that.
I
And
won't.
never, to God, may that happen on LinkedIn. Please, please, people, let's not go down that road on LinkedIn.
I don't even know why LinkedIn would allow anyone to post a picture
Yeah.
of shepherd's pie in Benidorm or a beer, but there you go. Hey, never mind. Okay. So this is all about Marianne telling us three things she's got no intention of doing, achieving, aspiring to. The three we've covered are golf, which I totally understand.
Yeah.
There's loads of, I think you've got some trauma there, Marianne. We need to
I
get
think
you.
it's deep. I think it's very deep. Yeah.
We need to get you laid on a couch and sharing with
And talk
a
to
professional.
somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So golf, definitely not. Zoom pictures, definitely not. And maybe Zoom actually done it, had its day really for face-to-face meetings
Yeah.
and photographs of food and cocktails and beer. Irrespective of whether you're in Wetherspoons or Benidorm, it doesn't matter what the location is. We all know what food looks like. Stop doing it, yeah?
We will let you off if you're in Paris. We will let you do that. So that's okay. Yeah.
Only if
Just
you've got
don't
the
tag me
Eiffel
in.
Tower. Only if you've got the Eiffel Tower in the background. That's the key, isn't it? You know.
Yeah, have a bag of chips and next Eiffel Tower. That's all right. I'll let you do that. But yeah.
Here's me chips, and they're exactly against the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Just see if you can tell the difference. But there you go.
Yeah.
So my one, I share one of each with the audience every week. Is my one? I've got no intention of ever doing. And mine is traumatized as well. Really, is caravanning and camping. What a pile of crap. It's the right time of year to get this out there, right? Two things.
Yeah.
Caravans block up the road. I'm very Jeremy Clarkson when it comes to caravans. Touring
Yeah.
caravans, do one. Get out the way. Just get out of the way. You drive slowly. You've got these double wing mirror things on. You're all called Veronica and Reg. Not interested. Caravanning, touring caravans, not a problem, not an issue. Not going to get in one ever. But caravanning in general. We moved house in 2010 and the house needed gutting from top to bottom, right from the loft, right down to every room. So we lived off site in a caravan with two kids who were probably, well, they will have been 10 and 12 at the time. It was an adventure for about 2 days.
Yeah.
We lived in it for 4 months and the
Oh
walls
my God.
were smaller, smaller, and smaller. And they don't regulate the heat. So they're boiling hot on a hot day, freezing cold at night. Why would you sleep in a tin can? Why would you go to the loo in a chemical toilet? Why would you have to shower in a box that you can't swing a cat in? Or
Know.
go to the showers on site, which is, oh, what the hell's that about? You know, sharing verrucas with people.
Yeah.
Caravanning, just wrong. Just not for me at all. I live in a nice house, nothing special, but it's got walls and it's got plumbing.
Yeah.
And I don't want to spend 48 weeks of the year in a
I
nice
get
house.
you.
And 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 3 weeks a year on weekends. People go every weekend. I'm going to the lakes in my motorhome. I'm going to the lakes in my caravan. What for? You're going to
I
sit in
know.
the field. Sit in the field. No. What are you doing with your pop-up bloody chairs and stuff? Oh, just don't. But then camping's even worse. At least caravans got solid walls. Why
Yeah.
would you sleep under a piece of canvas?
It's chucking it down.
Ah, just either the noise, the wind. The
Yeah.
discomfort, you know, if that's all you can afford for a family holiday, that's fine. I know loads of people who can afford more than that.
But people like it, don't they?
And
That's them out in the set. Like, no.
it's used to go. Now, if you've got no choice and you want to have a break and camping's cheap and easy, literally no problem with that whatsoever. If that
Yeah.
gets you out with your kids and you get a family break, get some totally no problem at all. Some of these people can afford to go to a nice Airbnb or a guest house or, God forbid, a nice hotel. Why would
Yeah.
you take a tin can or a piece of canvas? Caravanning, camping, no chance. Off my list. Never been on it again. There you
Well,
go.
see, I think this, you can tell you're from York because you had a chemical toilet. Now, we didn't even have, I'm going to admit that's what we did when the kids were younger, but we didn't even have a chemical toilet. So you can imagine, again, three kids under four, potties and all sorts going on. I mean, or you'd wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you'd trek to the nearest toilet and your wellies, and you'd come back. And I think, well, I was quite happy to get rid of the tent when we did. I think
Yeah.
we got rid of it. Free of it, and here is all the kit that goes with it. And when am I going to my nice hotel, please?
And my favorite one is when people put an awning on the side of the
I do take
caravan.
up all the space.
And it's basically said it's still just a tent. You might call it an awning, and it's an extension of your caravan. It's still a tent. So that's off my list. So we've got golf, Zoom, photographs of shepherd's pies, and couch camping and caravanning.
Don't do
They're
it.
all going off the list. Now, we always finish with a good thing that you want to achieve, something you want to aspire to, which is your bucket list. So, in your case, you've shared with me an ambition. Do you want to share with the audience? What do you want to do more of, Marianne?
I want to travel more. So I went into Ireland when I was younger. I lived abroad when I was younger, so I've always had it in me. And then like I said, kids come along and you go on these holidays where you do the same thing every day, and I'm done with them. So the thing I want to do is to see more cities. I want to tick off Paris. I've been to Rome. Tick all these amazing places where you get there and you go, oh my God, I am, in the middle of this country, and it's a country I've always wanted to go to, and I'm here now. So it's a bit of a battle with Mr. Smith because he likes his version of a holiday is I work hard all year. I want to go and relax. I can't relax. I want to do things, so I want to travel more.
Does his version of a holiday include a nice hotel with a golf course attached by any chance?
I think on an argument we had last week, I literally said that. Go on holiday and play golf and go with your mates. That didn't go down too well. Didn't go down too well. So we've compromised, and this morning I've actually booked Sorrento, so I'm really excited.
Honest with you, compromise suggests that you both win. I think that sounds like you got what you wanted out of that, Marianne. Sorrento is supposed to be beautiful, so enjoy that. Is that how long are you going for?
We're going for a week. So Craig would sit on the sofa and he'd send me link after link after link for Tenerife and Lanzarote. And I've just picked up the phone and I've booked it, and I never book holidays. So I'm really excited. Yeah,
Excellent.
whole week.
So, Sorrento's on your list. Where else is on your list? Where else do you fancy?
Where else do I fancy? Well, I'm going to New York. That's another one. That was my
Ooh.
idea. I'm going there in December. So I've always had this thing about Christmas time in New York.
Yeah.
And my birthday is the 12th of December, and we're going to be there at that time, and that's
Oh.
for a very special birthday. So yeah,
Oh,
really
yeah, okay.
lucky.
I'll tell you what, though, you look well for 70, so that's good. So,
Thank you.
yeah, no worries. New York's fabulous. New York in December's bloody freezing, by the way, but just to let you know, but
I
you
know.
need a big coat. But you're from the Northeast, you probably don't own a coat.
No, exactly. I was around in the 70s when we had snow drifts and trying to get to school because the school was closed, and hike to school, and then you'd come back with your homework. I mean, they wouldn't have that now. They'd just close the school, wouldn't they? But
Well,
they
they
didn't
close
in
the
them
school for
days.
a bit of icing sugar, snow on the roads. So a bit more travel, city breaks, fighting with Craig to get them rather than sit on a beach sort
Or
of bench.
just ignore him. Just ignore him and book. That's what I'm going to
Drag him along. He can come with you or not, but you're going
do.
anyway.
Yeah, he can come if he wants. I'll go on my own. Or I'll
Good
take some friends and he can go and play golf. Happy days.
Good stuff. It's nice when people grow together after they've been together for such a long time.
You've been together over 20 odd years, and you find each other that you just don't like going on holiday and doing the same thing every single night.
You're
So
not
it's not going
alone.
to
I
happen.
suspect you're not alone, Marianne. So my last one, I always share one with one of each. So you've done more city breaks, more travel, and certainly more sort of convincing Craig to come with you. Mine, weirdly, and it's just a strange little thing, I'd love to learn some really good card tricks. I'd love to be able to do card tricks. I don't know why. It's just like I was somewhere the other day, it was a dinner, and they had an up close magician, you know, when they come around the tables and stuff. And they go, pick a card, pick any card, all that kind of malarkey. And it's all a bit sort of, watch the eyes, watch the hands, and all that. But every single time when they go, that's your card, or they'll find your card inside your suit jacket pocket, and you've never been. I'm like, I'm blown away by the simplicity of it all, really.
Well, like you and I have a every Christmas we have our sad old Christmas boo, which is just me and you because, well, we're just sad. And I could actually see you, meeting you in a bar and going, right, what do you want to drink? And then we sit down and you start getting your cards out, and I would be like, what are you doing? This is weird. And oh, I've got another one, Maria. Let me show you this one. And I'll be like, put them away now, or I'm walking out this bar. So
I'll
don't.
be honest with you. I don't even think I want to use them for public purposes. I'm just every time you see a magician up close with a card trick, the reaction of most people is, oh, "Wow!" And I quite like the idea of the wow bit. I might learn some for Christmas when we go on our Saturday's Christmas party.
Oh, good.
If I get me pack of cards out, Marianne,
Yeah.
you'll definitely be walking, won't you?
That'll be on my Phuket list for sure. Do
Oh
not get
wow!
your cards out.
Wow. Okay. Well, listen. Quick summary, three things you're not going to do. You're not going to do golf, you're not going to do Zoom pictures, you're not going to do Zoom much, really, to be fair. You're not going to photograph your shepherd's pie. I'm not going to
No.
be camping and caravanning. You want to do some more city breaks, and I want to learn to be a saddo with a pack of cards so I can just go, it's the Eight of Diamonds. And you'll go,
Not
no,
bothered.
the Queen of Clubs, and I'm not bothered.
I'll
Oh,
just give you a pack of cards and go, yeah, there's a few in there. Just like go at the bar. Get me another drink in, please.
there's 52. Get me a drink and I'll take a photograph of it. Right, anyway, move. Okay, well,
Yeah.
Marianne, I'm just going to summarize the session, but thank you very much for being
No, thank you for having me.
a
It's
good
been fun.
sharing guest. We hope you enjoy the Fuck It List podcast. Basically, it's one of those where you've got to like, comment, and subscribe to keep getting them automatically. It's all going to help to with the numbers and that kind of thing. If you've got a bit of a sense of humor, you've got your own Fuck It List and you want to reach out and get on the guest list. We're always looking for guests. I've got a long list of people who've got three things they definitely don't want to do. We'd like to hear from you. I'm trying to build something of a movement of people who are the antidote to uninspiring goal setters. And without further ado, this is currently available exclusively on YouTube. We are exploring the idea of all the usual podcast apps and even our own Fuk It List podcast website, but that takes a bit of work on my part, and this is only a hobby at this stage. So keep an eye out for it. At the moment, it's on YouTube. Just search the Fuk It List podcast, or follow any links that you see on LinkedIn, which is where we exclusively advertise it. So thanks very much again, Marianne. Thanks for being a great guest, and we'll see you
Thank
again on a
you.
future episode.